The One Act Players present Great Moments in History. London, 1695. The Globe Theatre.
Will, how are you?
Great.
Good to see you. Come in.
Yes,
I've just been reading over your latest, this Romeo and Julius.
Juliet. Romeo and Juliet.
That's the one. I'm sure we can find a slot for it here at the Globe.
Oh, thank you.
Just wanted to go over a few things.
All right.
Like I said, I read this over and some great stuff in it. Great stuff. Sword fights, people getting stabbed. Uh-huh. It looks like you've got the teen angle covered pretty good.
Yes.
Great for the opening weekend numbers. But just a couple of things.
Like what?
Well, I'm thinking about that shrew thing you did a couple of seasons back. Remember?
Yes, indeed. No profit grows where is no pleasure taken.
Quite right. Made a tidy profit on that one. And do you know why, Will? Do you?
Well, if I may be less than humble, my carefully woven interplay between
Yes, a lot of slapstick funny insults and pretty girls getting smacked on the fanny. That's what the shrew had. The real crowd-pleasing stuff. I don't see any of that in this Romeo Julio thing.
It's a tragedy.
Oh, Will, please, don't be so hard on yourself. A couple of changes here and there and you'd really have something.
Have something? That is not what I think.
Here, for example, look. This balcony thing where he's in the garden and she comes out on the balcony. Just read that. Look, right here.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon.
Exactly. I'm sure you get the idea, Will.
I'm not sure I do.
Really? It's just that nobody talks like that. I mean, who talks like that? When was the last time you heard anyone in the pub start a sentence, "Bat soft"?
Well, I don't know.
Never. That's when. Look, I took the liberty, just a little rewrite. Yeah, read this. She comes out on the balcony and he says,
"Higher toots, you're looking hot."
See? It moves things right along.
Higher toots, you're looking hot. I have never been so insulted.
Calm down. You're the writer. We all know that. But we got to think box office. Am I right? Of course I'm right. Here's another place where the Romeo kid's blaring more of that gibberish. Look.
He jests at scars who never felt a wound.
Yeah.
That most certainly is not gibberish, sir. It speaks plainly
Sure, it speaks, Will, but it's not so easy to say. I'm thinking maybe something more like, "Oh, yeah, what the old do you know?" Just punch it up a bit, you know, get it? I'm sure you can fix it up for me,
yes,
Will.
Well, I suppose I could, but...
Good. I guess we're done, then.
What?
Thanks for coming in, Will.
Oh, I see how this works. Fine.
Oh, I almost forgot. They all die at the end?
Yes! That's why it's a tragedy!
But look, that just kills the sequel, don't it? If you pardon the pun, Will, it might be better if they were to, you know, learn to just get along. Not only is that...
Tune in again for another great moment in history! Great Moments in History is a one-act audio theater production. Shakespeare at the Globe was written by Jim Court and featured John Mercer as Shakespeare with Digby Christian as the manager. Recorded at What You Say Studios in San Francisco. Produced and directed by Glenn Carlson and the One Act Players, who invite you to visit our website at www.oneact.org.